But I just do want to make a few points, if that's okay with you, about this particular patient. One is, if somebody has myopathy that's related to malignancy and paraneoplastic myopathy, it's conceivable that that may get significantly worse on checkpoint inhibitors. So you have to keep that in mind. And anytime the autoimmune paraneoplastic syndromes exist, that may get worse. Essentially, what it tells you is that they have the reactive T cell clones against some autoantigen. And when you do the checkpoint inhibitors, that could potentially increase dramatically.
Could you give some examples? Have you actually observed that?
We have, like, for example, patients with thymoma who have thymic carcinomas or small cell lung cancer. They have been noted to have significantly worsening neuropathy or
How about small cell in
myopathy
general
and
of the
small
lung?
cell, and there have been instances of fatal myasthenia gravis in some of those
Hmm.
patients. And so I think it's worth keeping in mind. So you want to be cautious. I'm not saying that you cannot use it at all, but you just have to keep that in mind. So that in such a patient, I won't rush to give triplet combination when there's somebody is sick and a low PD-L1 expression. So that's the point I just want to make. The second is, when I've had patients like this who are very sick to begin with, and they actually do very well on induction therapy, and once they have disease stabilization, at that point, I do pursue more biopsies to get molecular testing, especially in former smokers, never smokers, because you can make a significant difference in outcomes in these patients. And that's when I pursue if I didn't have a chance to get a biopsy.
Could I just ask, so the only tissue you work with right now is the original biopsy?
Yeah.
And that was not adequate to get a, NGS?
We sent Foundation One
Oh, you
already.
did?
Yeah,
Okay.
we did. And we had a PD-L1. We sent Foundation One pretty early on. Just I was pretty desperate. I didn't know how long the treatment was going to keep her. So we were constantly looking for what next or what to do. But for her, there wasn't any targetable mutations that came back from the Foundation One.
Sure. But in case you don't have an adequate tissue, that's the time to do it. And then very quickly, the third point is, I see physicians routinely ordering CEA in lung cancer patients. I don't know what Corey does. I don't do that at all, partly because their increase or decrease is not necessarily well correlated with responses or outcomes. And we have better ways of following these patients with CT monitoring and other things. And CEA needlessly gives misleading.
Well, I think it induces anxiety and certainly doesn't illuminate the clinical situation. My one suggestion in this patient, particularly now that she's doing well, and now may be the wrong time because the tumor burden is probably less, but at some point to do Guardant testing or at least some sort of plasma biopsy. Remember, the Foundation might have been negative, might have been a sampling issue. So there's still a chance that there is some actionable oncogenic drivers, Govindan pointed out earlier. And that would be your next line because you're running out of lines of therapy at this point.
Yeah. There was a caveat in her case. She did develop brain mets in the process, got stereotactic. And actually, very interesting, right before we transitioned to docetaxel and ramucirumab treatment, she developed another new rounds of brain mets. We actually didn't treat it at the time. We were urgently switching. Actually, with a repeat scan, she actually had a CNS response 2 months after starting the treatment, but that response was lost. The most recent scan, systemic control is good on ramucirumab and docetaxel, but CNS progressing, she just started a whole brain radiation.